We talk a lot about the way that cryptocurrencies, decentralized finance, is taking power from the establishment and giving it back to the people. Same kind of thing is happening with the tokenization, NFT boom in the music industry, giving power back to the musicians. Let's bring in dead mouse founder and musician, also the Mousetrap founder, aka Joel Zimmerman. Also Dean Wilson, dead mouse's longtime manager and business partner, because the two of you have come up with something ingenious for a new song that you have collaborated with and are releasing each, I guess, individual single you purchase as an NFT. So Joel, where did you get the idea to do this? And it does seem like it's taking power from the establishment and giving it back to not only the people who love music, but the people who create it.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily anti-establishment or trying to make any big waves to kick over any beehives here. But it's kind of a two-front play on this one, where it's, you know, kind of experimenting with DAOs, which is like the decentralized autonomous organization method of releasing music, thus giving more power and control to creators and fans and owners or people who invest in that token. And it's also another kind of fun play was it is to kind of have maybe lobby or, you know, prod the RIAA to recognize it as an exchange of goods, just the way that SoundScan used to work with compact discs for platinum records and stuff like that, because physical sales has gone out the window. And now they accredit streaming platforms for, you know, number of streams and stuff like that too. So I just think this is going to be, you know, further down the road, one of hopefully the new norms of the way that consumers invest in their artists and purchase their art.
Dean, this is Emily here. For those holding at least one of these NFTs of the single This Is Fine, what does this actually mean in practice for them? Since they're partial owners, do they receive a commensurate cut of streaming sales, or what does that actually look like?
No, it's you know, I equate it to the old digital download, like iTunes digital download, but it's now an NFT token that that they own now, done with on Mintbase with the Near Foundation. Near Protocol is a digital wallet. They can trade it. They can airdrop it. They own it now, and with a limited amount that it could potentially go up in value, like other NFTs have done. That's really, it's the technology use case that we are trying to put a spotlight on right now, is how we feel like the technology is going to change the face of the music business over the coming months and years.
Well, you released 500,000 units of This Is Fine at Art Basel in Miami. If someone bought one of the NFTs, one of the tokens assigned to the song, they don't own the song, they own the NFT, which is in and of itself a different entity. The song could be a big hit regardless of the sale of the NFTs, right?
Correct. Yes.
So what was the reception, Joel, to the 500,000? Did you sell out?
You know what? Not immediately, not right off the bat, of course. It's very, very early adoption. What we're looking at is basically the very coarse framework of what would hopefully become a standard. So we're experimenting in the place. We're met with probably just as much resistance as maybe when cellular phones came out, and maybe the majority said, well, what do you mean? Our conversations are floating in air. Can't just anyone listen to your conversations? You know, so, you know, there's a little bit of misunderstanding with the technology, which is totally fine, because you don't need to be an auto mechanic to know how to drive a car. And right now, as early as the space is, you kind of do at this point. But as Web3 becomes more introduced into the browsers, and of course, we get way easier access into this technology, it will still exist underneath this layer of user interface that you won't even know it's there, but it's being used, essentially.
So, Joel, what do you think were the big takeaways and the big learnings then that you can apply going forward as you try to continue with this type of sales standard and NFTs and launches going forward?
Oh, we're learning every day. The thing I'm most excited for is obviously the utility of the purchase, meaning that, you know, there's a lot of you see, NFT is kind of a scary word for a lot of people, because there are a lot of, I would imagine their imagination goes to JPEGs for hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? That's kind of what immediately pops to mind. But of course, we're selling these at, you know, $1.40. And then that's like kind of taken that away. But the exciting thing is the utility, is how do we add on a possibly even tangible experience or product or access to something to that ownership of that NFT. That's what we're starting to just kind of ease into now, to kind of appease the, hey, I paid for something and this is what I'm getting. And it's not just this floating data out on the internet that everyone can access. So therein, where does the value lie?
Just so you know, our executive producer is a big fan of Portugal the Man. Want to say thank you to Dead Mouse, a.k.a. Joel Zimmerman, electronic musician and Mousetrap founder. Dean Wilson, Dead Mouse, longtime manager and business partner.